Hi, I'm Anaya. Today we have Miss Bay with us today. Today we're just going to be here to find out more about her.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, we get right into it. Okay, well, this is Miss A, and yes, I celebrate Christmas.
What did you get for Christmas?
Girl, where do I start? I got a lot of presents, but the most of all, I got a lot of love. And I got to help some families that were less fortunate than us. The school helped, staff helped, students helped volunteer and donate some presents so we could put some smiles on families that, you know, didn't really have. It was kind of cool.
What did you do for Christmas?
I usually am the older sibling, so I'm the one that cooks and gets everybody together, and we get all the siblings together, the nieces and nephews, the animals. We even get the animals together. The guinea pig even has fun in my house.
What color are your Christmas ornaments?
Well, you will not believe the color. And it's not because I work here, okay? But my color is navy blue and silver on my tree. Isn't that crazy? The school colors. Who'd have thought?
How'd that tradition start?
Which one?
Blue and silver being your holiday colors.
To be honest, we got bored of the traditional, right? What's the traditional?
Green and red.
And?
Blue and white.
Well, no, not blue and white, silly.
Green, red, and blue.
Yeah, like gold and silver. You know, they're like the traditional, right? You go to people's houses and, you know, they're always silver, always gold or red. Yeah, you just wanted to be different. So we decided, you know what? Let's go and buy a whole different scheme. So we bought all blue and silver balls, and then our wrapping paper was also blue and silver. The coolest.
So what is PTSO about?
So PTSO is Parents, Teachers, Students Organization. Back in the day, it used to be just PTO, right, which was just parents and teachers. But now we involve the students. We want the students to, you know, volunteer. We want the students to talk. We want the students to feel like they matter, right? Because what's the point of just parents and teachers getting together when you guys are, like, the ones in school? So you guys matter just as much, right? Yeah.
So, like, what kind of ideas have kids, like, have they come up with any new thoughts or plans or?
Yeah, like with last year, I know they used to have a slide for fifth grade, right? There was like a slide they used to get or whatever.
Like, like a water slide?
It was a water slide. Well, they came out with, Miss A, why don't you get like a Hawaiian water slide where it was like water coming out through the top and the sides and the, you know, the front. Why don't you get subs this year? Why don't you do this? So that's what Miss A did. You know, when it came down to the family dance thing, the kids were like, can we get a big air thing in the gym? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's see if we can get a big air thing, and let's try to get the biggest one. And that's what we did. So the kids are the ones that are participating in that. Last year, also, Student Council was the one that came to us and asked if they could get vests and help patrol for lunch, you know, be people to look up to. And outside at yard time. So, you know, we also did that. So there's a lot of things that the kids, if they wouldn't stop and continue to come to us, it'd be very good.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a 2-pound chihuahua, and I have a guinea pig.
Do you have a hobby?
I go to the gym. That's my hobby. And my nails. That's what I get to do for myself, because most of my hobby is, you know, working with kids and being a mom. I love doing that. I love working with kids and I love being a mom. So if I get to choose, let's say, you know, going and hanging out with my friends or going climbing or something like that, I'd rather hang out with the kids.
Where do you climb at?
There's a place in Saratoga that we go to, and I'm terrible with names, so I'd have to get you the information, but it's a lot of rock climbing walls in there. It's amazingly so much fun and challenging.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have, from my mother and same father, it is just me. I'm the only child with my dad. With my mom and different father, I have a brother and like 11 sisters. There's a lot of us, but only three of us stay in contact.
If you could have one superhero power, what would it be?
I would want to try to stop violence, right? And the way I would try to stop violence is by eliminating bullying. I think if there was less bullying from adults down to children, down to animals, there would be a lot less violence in the world.
It's your, what superpower do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
I would have a flying power, so I can see a lot of things from the sky.
What superpower do you have?
Well, you convinced me, right? You convinced me to do teleporting, right, all around the world, so we can go to China and can teleport wherever we want to go.
You think you want to
teleport? I'm so down with that.
I want telekinesis because then I could be lazy.
Wait, explain telekinesis again.
I can move things with my mind.
Oh, so like you could move the pencil to do all your homework for you.
Yeah.
I thought telekinesis was like you could read people's minds.
That also involves it too, right?
Hmm.
That's mind reading.
So you can use your mind to move things and to read other people's minds? No, this is just to move things.
Yeah. My superhero would be to say whatever I say, it happens.
You just say it and then it happens. So if you're like, Takai, stand up, all of a sudden she just stands up. Or you're like, hey,
or like say for instance, like you say, put me in Florida, then
yeah.
If you like say something, then they'll put you right there.
Who will?
When you say it.
Who's the they? Who's they going to put you there?
The imaginary person.
There's an imaginary person who will grant every wish that you ever have.
Yes. What? Invisibility.
His name's gone.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Haley. Richard.
I don't know.
You don't know yet? You're happy just being human, right? You're like, I'm just happy to be human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful, because Dwayne might say things like, Haley, come clean my room, and then all of a sudden you're going to have to clean
this
room.
I
and
have then, another
yeah?
power. I maybe want to, like, I can turn to smaller things or different things or another, so, like, people won't recognize me.
Like a chameleon.
A shapeshifter?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I can turn into a Barbie
doll. So you'll like come to school. You'll come to school and look like Mr. Flanders. You'll be like, I'm the principal of this school. Everyone listen to me.
That would be cool if
you
like turning.
You have to teach the kids a lot of multiplication and a lot of things.
Wait, I thought I already did that.
More.
Oh, I'm gonna be invisible and I'm gonna show up at your house and scare you.
And you're black.
Yes. To get you out of your little comfort zone.
You should dress up as Michael Myers or it.
Or you said you could be really small.
Mm-hmm.
You could be like microscopic.
No, she could turn into money in every dollar bill that someone has in their wallet. I can turn into $1,000.
I could be an LOL doll.
Turn into an LOL doll.
So, do you guys know that besides just PTSO, what else Miss A does in the building?
No.
No. So besides me being a parent, one, that's like the first thing that I'm, you know, my most important job. So I wear that hat, right? Parent. Then I take off that hat, and then I'm a para. So I work in the classrooms now, right? So I'm a para. I'm like a teacher's assistant. Like whatever the teacher needs, I help out. Right?
Or like if the teacher needs like you to see what the kids are doing when he's
right behaviors, copies, whatever. Yeah. Mhm. That's me. Right. Or you need help with some work, and you know I'm gonna help you with some work, and we're gonna do one-on-one. Right. So I take that hat off, and then I'm also a parent liaison. And it's French. We're supposed to be saying parent liaison.
Liaison.
So what that means in a very small way for you guys to understand is like I basically try to help mend a bridge or build a bridge for your parents, for you, and the school. It's the best way to describe it. Like, you know, sometimes you feel like the school doesn't understand, or your parents don't understand, or the parents think the school doesn't understand, or they don't have time, or they don't have this, resources. So that's when I come in. Here I come to set the third.
Right, that's your superpower.
Yeah. And so I help your parents feel important, make their voice be heard, and I make sure that I try to help with whatever situations you guys are having. And that's the parent liaison job that I have. Then I take that hat off, and then I'm also part of the PTSO.
Wait, how many hats is this?
Three.
Four.
So you're like the manager of the PTSO?
I am not anymore. I was the president, and now I just have a role of,
PTS manager.
You guys don't know who the PTSO president is?
I think it's Candy.
Miss Candace McClary is the president.
Candy.
Miss McClary is the president, yes. I stopped being the president probably, I think it was like October, and gave it to her. And so we'll see how January goes for votes and things like that. But, you know, hey, if you guys want your voice heard, you got to attend, you know, a PTSO meeting. That again, student, that S means student. That means if you go, your voices can be heard too. You guys matter too, so you guys can go too.
I think this is something teachers can probably hype up to the kids more.
Mm-hmm. Like
I definitely haven't mentioned that.
Well, that's probably because when I had took it over back last year, I didn't start it until February. And I had all the, like, crazy paperwork and all the, like, boring stuff to do, but that took me a whole month. So all I had was March, April, May, and then June is, like, the ending month, so there's nothing you can really do. I had only 3 months, really, in the job. So then this year, I took on so many other jobs that I'm like, all right, I'm going to let somebody else take it. Now I want it back. I'm not going to lie. I miss doing it, and I had a lot of fun doing it. But I had to let somebody else do it for a little while. So if it was me right now, long story short, I probably would have been hyping you guys up to come because you guys matter too. But, you know, everybody does their own thing, their own way. So maybe she just didn't realize that you guys did want to have a vote and did want to come. You never know, you know, until you ask.
Who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero, I gotta say, is Superwoman because she has so many different powers.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
What Superwoman powers would it be?
I would probably say to fly because you can do so much with flying. Makes you strong, right? So you can like lift, you can go places, you can help people really fast.
Favorite? I like this superhero called the Punisher. He's kind of like Batman. He doesn't really have any powers. He's just a normal dude, but like Batman, he's just got mad skills, and so kind of he's a superhero.
Yeah. So how do you meet, like, in the PTSO and get to the conversation and those type things?
Go ahead, girl. Get with it. All right. I got you. So if you was to pay attention when the notice goes around, it's called the PTSO newsletter. It's usually in, like, white and a shaded gray type of color. You probably didn't really pay too much mind to it, but start looking out for it now. A lot of times there'll be also one in the front where Ms. Goldie's desk is, Ms. Goldman. And on there, it'll tell you when there's going to be a meeting. And that meeting is for you to be able to go as well.
Where is it going to be at?
It's usually downstairs, either in like the gym or the auditorium, and they meet for 1 hour. But you don't have to stay the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
But like what time?
Like 2:15 to 3:15. It'll be in the afternoon.
So after school?
Mm-hmm. And even if it's only 15 minutes, 15 minutes is 15 minutes is valuable. Time is money.
Who is your best friend?
Is or was? Like when I was you guys' age or today?
Today.
Today, my daughter. I know, sounds crazy, right? She's only 8 years old. But ever since she was in my belly, we used to have a lot of conversations, and she never argued back with me, right?
How is that possible?
Exactly, amazing. That's what I said. And then when she was born, again, she was a great listener. Never gave me any lip. And then now, she's my girl, man. We go everywhere with each other. We do everything with each other. She's my best friend. She's my sidekick. She's someone I confide in. So, and I want her to feel the same way with me. So she's my best friend out of everything. If you mean another girl outside of here, I don't really deal with a lot of people outside of work and home. So I have a very short family here. I only have 2 members of my family that live anywhere near me. So it's kind of hard.
Does she sing and dance at home?
All the time.
She's been asking to come sing and dance for the 3rd graders here, you know. And I told her I would set up time.
Yeah.
I just haven't yet.
She mentioned that to me. She wakes up singing.
Yeah.
She goes to sleep in the bed. I'm like, girl. Like, she's all over the place. But that's the great thing about her, is that she's got a lot of energy. You know, and when you allow yourself to, you know, be active, be motivated, be like a jelly bean, feel like you got ants in your pants, it allows you to not be shy, not be embarrassed, not be worried about what people think. And she doesn't. I've taught her to just be confident. And it doesn't matter if you look like a fool, feel like a fool. It is okay. Just be you. Because you're not a fool.
You don't know until you try.
Exactly. And if you fall, get back up, laugh. Because everybody else is laughing. So laugh. And then do it again. And get better at it.
Do you like to sing and dance too?
I love to dance. I dance a lot of different dances. I'm the one that taught my daughter a lot of her dances. We dance a lot on Friday nights and Saturday nights. But singing, girlfriend, you do not want me to sing, because every window around you to be broken, my animals would probably fall over from a heart attack, because I sound like a broken window.
Haley, do you sing? No singing from you. Dwayne, get on the microphone. Takai, you pick up the microphone. Wait, I think that's a yes. That's a yes. I can see it in your face.
Okay.
You want to give us a little tune? No? Lanai, you're a singer? Yep, that's a yes. That's a yes. We can see it. You might give us a little row, row, row your boat, maybe?
No.
Mary had a little laugh.
Sierra.
What?
Sierra.
Yeah, you could sing classics. You could sing new stuff. You know, you pick. All right.
4. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Level up. Level up. Level up.
We had no idea.
Do you like dancing? No?
No.
Is it just because you're shy?
What are you into, Haley? What do you like to do? You've got some extra time and you've got nothing to do. Your homework's done. Your chores are done. What do you do?
He wants to call you on the phone and talk to you all day.
Go outside.
Good idea. Me too, Haley. As much time outside as I can.
Do you exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like Minecraft? No. Roblox?
Yes.
Fortnite?
No.
I'm going to have to give you RSLE's info. She's on Roblox too.
What?
She thinks she a diva.
Maybe.
I have Roblox.
She was like, Mommy, look at my hair.
And Roblox?
It's all spiky, purple colors.
Oh,
she'd be putting boy haircuts on her head. I'm telling you, she's creative.
Sometimes I have 3 hairstyles at the same time.
It's amazing. Then you take like a shirt, you put like a vest, then you put like a one sleever on it. Yes. So what else you guys got to ask me?
When's your birthday?
October.
October? So just when you switched to president?
That presidency. Yes, very good.
Nice listening.
Yep.
Do you have a birthday twin?
No.
Takai does.
Birthday twin. Takai loves birthday.
What
twins.
Is a birthday twin?
It's like someone who has the same birthday as you.
Okay. Doubleman twins over here. Wait. Yes. Okay. No. Not.
What's your number in October, Miss?
So I'm not going to lie. I do. I just don't like talking about it. It's October 6th. And I guess I got to love the woman, right? Because she did give me my husband. And I love him. His mama. She is the same day, month, and year. No, I'm kidding. She's like 19 years off from me.
Mm-hmm. But she steals. She steals your thunder every year.
She steals my thunder. Yeah.
Older than you? Or younger?
She's 19 years older than me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. My birthday is next week.
Oh yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Boop boop.
Dakai, who's your birthday twin?
I think she's in first grade now. And last year we used to do reading buddies with the kindergartners, and my partner has the same birthday as me.
Aw, amazing. That's kind of cool. Do you guys do, like, something together when it's your birthday? No? Oh, Lord, you got to share a cookie or something.
Something.
Get an Oreo so you can twist it. How about you? No? Okay. You?
No.
No. Okay. You?
What is...
I did. I had a girl in my class 2 years ago, Elliot.
Aww.
I was just thinking about Elliot today. Quick side story. We were at the same SUNY Albany game. Well, I'll go way back. Elliot was in my class 2 years ago. And she told us about a teacher she had named Mrs. Pukas at her old school. Right, so you're never going to forget that name ever in your life. This lady's name is Mrs. Pukas.
The lady said that at the kid said that at the field trip.
So she was probably there today. So last year, we're at the field trip, and we hear kids saying, Mrs. Pukas, Mrs. Pukas. And Elliot was here for a little bit, and then she left. Mrs. Lamick and I just stopped in our tracks, and we said, did we just hear what we thought we heard? Did they say Mrs. Pukas? So we had to go up to her and say, Mrs. Pukas, did you have a girl named Elliot in your class like 2 years ago? We just had her last year. Isn't she amazing? And Mrs. Pukas said, yes, I always wondered what happened to Elliot. So, I was thinking about her today because we were at the game, and Mrs. Pukas was probably there again today. She probably brought her class back today. So anyway, Elliot was my birthday twin.
Really? My teacher, my kindergarten teacher was named Mrs. Butler.
Can't say Butler anymore without saying something else.
Mm-hmm. What is your spirit animal?
What is a spirit animal?
What is yours?
What is a spirit animal?
Yeah, what is a spirit animal?
What is your favorite animal in the whole entire world?
No, but wait. What is a spirit animal first?
It's like the... It's an animal that you like. It's like inside of you.
Like that I sleep and think, ooh, I'm this animal.
Like you like it so much that it's inside of you.
Like you know, it's, like, it's like you're more like that animal.
Let me think about that. We'll have to come back to me. What's yours?
Yeah, I want to hear Haley's.
I have no...
No spirit animals for you?
Me.
Lion. Lanaya, what are you thinking about?
I have a lot of spirit animals.
I see you as like some kind of a bird. That's what I see. Like a falcon.
I think I got it.
Like what you're super it? Smart. You're like, you're just like quick on your feet. I don't know. Oh, that's what I'm feeling. All right, Missy.
That bird that like kills itself.
With what?
With fire, and then it comes back.
Oh, Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Like you're always reborn. Just when you think you're gone.
Eternal life.
You're back.
And I get to fly all around the world. Mm-hmm. Bam.
Bam.
Because you have a lot of jobs to do, and that's like, the Phoenix, like, there's a lot of jobs to do.
Well, it never gives up, right? Just when you think everything's going bad.
Oh, no. You trying to say Miss Aida's a Phoenix? Mm-hmm.
You like that?
If she had a job everywhere in the world, she could probably make it to every job.
Yes.
Yeah, like she's that good, right?
She can fly around the world.
She can be famous and like the one that has the most jobs.
Like right now, she has 4 jobs and she still found time to come hang out with us today. And that's pretty special.
She could probably have like 50 jobs and she's still
50,
can make
huh?
it.
50.
You're working the
Wow, geez. Yeah, working. I'm
Do you want her to sleep sometimes?
I'm a Mr. Peer.
She can sleep on the way.
On the way to her job?
As I'm driving?
You can have someone.
She better get, if you have 50 jobs, you'll have enough money for a driver.
Then I won't work.
It's free.
But then I won't work.
And she would.
And I wouldn't see you.
And she would work. Because you go to every job 50 times.
No, you go to one job. You go to 50 jobs in one day.
See how they're trying to work me with your
Haley's always watching.
You have to do one day a week and then you go back to your regular schedule.
No, because then when you get so much money, you forget what brought you to that. You forget what mattered. You and sometimes don't. The money just, it becomes so overwhelming and powerful. And
that you don't worry about.
Yeah, you get caught up.
The things that really matter.
Like
right?
The crane wife.
Like the crane wife, yeah. We read a folktale like this.
She was buying stuff for himself, and then she was making, I don't know, silk for him, and then she was getting power and everything, and he was buying a lot of things, but he didn't buy nothing for her.
He was selfish, right. He became selfish because he was just worried about more and more money.
He got so much stuff that he wanted. He didn't think about anyone else.
He was impatient, and he walked in and seen her. That was the bird.
Yep, and then what did she do?
She left him all alone again.
Well, that's what happens, because sometimes people get caught up, right, in the things that are going on in their life, and they forget.
They don't think about other people.
Right, and especially people that start climbing the ladder or moving up in the world, you got to always remember where you came from. Always be humble. You? Always be grateful. What?
And who helped you to get where you
started?
People like Mr. Rakes. Believe it or not, I went through a tough childhood, right? So really long story, really short. Miss A went through a lot of stuff when she was young, and I had a really, really, really tough childhood. I moved away from home at 15. I went through a lot of back and forth places of living, right? But the struggle was real. And if it wasn't for teachers like Mr. Rakes that actually made that extra effort, right, and actually showed students that they cared, I probably would not be here today. It was teachers like him that pushed me, made me want to strive, made me want to live longer, made me want to be something, made me want to matter in this world, made me feel like I mattered. And it was hard, but, I mean, with everything that was around me, if it wasn't for those teachers in school, school was my escape. I used school as my escape.
It's like you told me when I was with you.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that. We sure did. And I told you that there's ways to utilize the school for your benefit, no matter what's going on in your personal life.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
I try to tell kids that same thing.
Yeah.
That all this stuff filling your head and your emotions, this can be a place to get away from it all and get an education all at the same time. Right. And it's free.
But, it's hard to understand that when you're really young, because there's just, your mind is just so small in a sense, but yeah, so big, but small in a sense where you feel like there's not enough room for all of it. And if I have to learn, then I don't have the time to be able to focus on some of the things that I have to go home to. And while you're learning and while you're focusing, all you think about is, in 2 hours, because obviously somebody's like, ooh, 2 hours before I go home. And then you're thinking, wow, 2 hours before I go home. 2 hours before I have to go home. So it's hard, but that's why Miss A does what she does. And that's why I like doing what I do when I don't care about always the money, because a lot of the things I do not get paid for. And for the 2 years before I started actually working for the school, I was working for free every day, all day. So sometimes, again, it's not about the money or the stacks. It's about the difference that you can make. When I realized how much I could help you guys, it reminded me of what I was going through. So I'm going to try to help before I get too old and I'm walking around with a cane and y'all ain't listening to me because I ain't got no teeth and it's hard to talk right. Right? Jeez Louise.
All right. On a lighter note, Haley's got a question for you.
Do you like tacos?
I love tacos. Wait a minute.
Hard or soft?
Wait a minute. Is that like a Spanish thing? Because y'all do realize I'm Puerto Rican, not Mexican, right?
I'm Puerto Rican.
I love tacos.
Okay. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody
tacos are kind of like a favorite here, and we come from all different backgrounds.
Tacos is more like the Mexican food. Empanadas is the Spanish one, right? It's like a taco but closed, right? But yes, tacos. Oh, man. Tuesday's Taco Tuesday.
That's the way it is at our house. Just last night, we Taco Night. Taco Tuesdays.
I love it. Lots
and every
of cheese.
Wednesday we have pizza.
You have pizza Wednesdays?
Me too!
That's tonight.
Roni pizza. Bam!
I get pizza on Friday.
Pizza Fridays. Yeah, growing up we always had pizza Friday.
Yeah.
What is your New Year's
resolution? Resolution, yeah.
It's a couple. So for myself, I would like to work on taking care of myself a little bit better, work out a little bit more, eat a little bit more healthier. A little secret, I do smoke cigarettes, so I want to start smoking a lot less so I can be healthier and live a little longer. As far as being a mother, try to be a better mother, listen better, as far as a para, learn better so I can help kids more, as far as liaison, try to adopt an extra parent or an extra family for the new coming year. So for like every job that I do, I have a resolution, and I'm hoping that I can accomplish all of them by the end of the year.
Wow. All right, so these are like rapid fire. All right.
Zakai,
you're going to start?
Yes. How about each of us go do four?
Each do four? That sounds fair.
So you do one, yep. Two, three,
four. That way we don't have to pass every time.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm.
Then Zakai can go candy.
Okay, no, but we get to pick whichever ones we want to do.
Okay, that's easy.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio.
Haley?
Chocolate.
Strawberry.
Banana and strawberry.
Chocolate chip cookie.
My favorite is mint cookie crumble.
Me too.
Nice. I like
of cookie dough.
That's not my favorite, but I like it.
Chocolate chip cookie dough is the best.
Like the Oreo and the cake.
That upsets my stomach, but it's good.
The dough's good.
Mmm.
What's your favorite candy?
Heath bar.
I love those.
Chocolate.
Twix or what are the sour patch kids? Depend on my mood.
White, dark, or milk?
I'm probably going dark.
Really?
Yeah,
you like that more sweet, huh? Okay.
I like dark Hershey's, and sometimes I just eat a Twix.
Yeah.
My favorite is Kit Kats.
I like Twizzlers.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite pizza topping?
Supreme.
Pepperoni.
Meatball and ricotta cheese.
Pineapple.
Nice.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni with cheese and pineapple.
And my last one. What's your favorite food?
Pasteles.
Papeles.
You gotta say it. What is that?
Pastele.
It's
a Spanish food. Yeah.
Do you get
it has
mommies?
Meat in it. It has the huh?
Mommy's? Mommy's is like a Spanish place.
No.
That sells Spanish food.
No, I make it myself. Oh. Takes a lot of hours. I rub a lot of fingers. I cut myself a lot, but it's delicious after, minus the blood and the food.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't eat cereal.
You just confused Dwayne.
Breakfast.
He's like, wait, what?
What do you
He's like, I thought every single person in the world ate cereal.
Nope.
What's yours favorite?
Cheerios with some fruit, though. You gotta put a little fruit in there.
What's yours?
Come on, Haley. You gotta like a cereal.
No, I don't.
Fruit
You don't
loops?
Have to, right? Did you ever have Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Ugh. That's so good.
Oh, my God. Have you tasted the new cinnamon bun? My daughter loves it.
No.
Cinnamon bun.
What?
What's yours?
I like the Oreos, and then, like, I try to make it more healthy, so I might put bananas or strawberries in it.
Nice.
Cocoa pebbles.
Cocoa pebbles?
Cocoa puffs.
Cocoa.
I thought it was fruity pebbles and cocoa puffs.
Yes.
Pebbles.
Oh, it has, like, the balls. Right? It's the little chocolate balls, right?
No.
Wait, I'm going to look it up.
It's the
you can
same
keep
as
going.
I know. Google.
My favorite cereal flavor. Is the Fruit Loops with the marshmallows.
Fruit Loops with the marshmallows?
With marshmallows.
What Fruit Loops got marshmallows?
Like not
Lucky
White Charms.
You mean Lucky Charms?
No.
Dude, there's no Fruit Loop.
You're talking about these with Fred Flintstone on it?
Yeah.
Cocoa Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles. No, Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait. You like the cocoa or the fruity? Because there's the fruity.
No, I like the cocoa
better.
My sister's like the fruity.
It's Fruit Loops.
Well, I'm on Target.com, so you can buy these at Target to kind of tell
What is the chocolate?
We have them in the house.
Cocoa Pebbles. Oh, but they're still their balls.
No.
No.
They're little balls.
They look like the fruity ones?
Look.
Yeah.
They're like more like a flake.
I've had that when I was younger. I didn't know they were called
See, look it up.
Cocoa
it's
pebbles.
Fruit is fruity.
Pebbles. Oh, yeah. A pebble off of a... Yeah, stone.
It's Fruit Loops with marshmallows. It's great.
We're terrible. No.
I'm serious.
You need to take a picture of it and come home.
Look it up.
What is it?
Fruit Loops and marshmallows.
Fruit
Loops and marshmallows.
I know. That must have been like a selective year it came
out.
The
purple box. The purple box.
I know what you're talking about.
Wow. Told you. Ha!
Dude, that is not. That's. Dude.
Marshmallows!
Yeah, but I think that's like a seasonal thing.
With the chicken on it? Yeah, that's the one I found.
That's seasonal. Marshmallows.
You can get it any time of year. Those look like it's all marshmallows.
Things change rapidly these days.
I know!
Told you.
Yeah, there it is.
You probably have to order it online.
No, you don't.
You can buy it from here.
What's your favorite show?
Criminal Minds.
What's yours, Haley?
It?
The movie?
It's a show.
What's yours? That's not a
favorite
show.
Favorite what?
Movie.
Show.
TV show.
I like the Punisher show, the superhero.
What's yours?
Sometimes I might watch... SpongeBob or... Sometimes I might watch Kid Danger.
What's yours?
Hunter Street.
Mine's Everybody Hates Chris.
Have you looked in the
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Oh my God.
They call that a snow squall. And it can totally blind you when you're driving.
I stopped to left.
God.
Yeah. It got really light all of a sudden.
Then it goes to heavy.
What's your favorite book?
Gotta be careful out there.
Mine's Dr. Seuss.
Mine is Amelia Bedelia, or sometimes I might read. I don't know.
Junie B. Jones, probably.
Nope. The Magic Tree House. I have my thing is full of these Magic Tree House books.
I have three favorites.
I think it was called My Something Diaries. It was like a.
Dork Diaries.
No, it was, I think it was like high school kids.
My Diaries at school?
I can't remember anymore.
School?
It's been so long. See, that's how you know Masay's old.
I have three.
One.
I like reading Wings of Fire, Nancy Drew, and Encyclopedia Brown.
Oh, I love Encyclopedia Brown. Are you ever able to solve them?
No,
I can never solve them.
Rainbow Magic though.
Nice. Haley had an answer. Get it, girl. She likes to read. We found that out.
What's your favorite chips?
Jalapeno Cheetos.
Mine is Lay's.
Which yours, Haley?
Which one?
Doritos. Lay's. I eat the regular one. Sometimes I just eat cheese Pringles cheddar.
Okay. Oh, you know another one? Cheese Bugles.
What?
Oh, Bugles.
I never heard of
them. They look like them little pointy hats you wear.
They're like they look like cheese.
They're like
the Bugle form.
Yeah. What do you call that shape? There's a name for it.
A pentacle.
No.
A picycle.
No. Okay. What's your favorite chip?
Doritos.
Doritos, yeah.
Okay.
What's yours?
Chocolate.
The what?
Chocolate.
What's your favorite chocolate?
Oh, white.
You skipped a
kind. I was wondering because you asked me about white.
Yeah. And if I'm going to have dark, I want some salt with it.
Salt?
Himalayan salt, preferably. Thank you.
What's that? What's your favorite Chinese food?
Oh, General Cao Cao.
What's your favorite sport?
Taekwondo.
What's your favorite color?
White. Do you know why?
Because it's chocolate.
It goes with everything. You can make a color out of white.
You can make any color.
You can.
Yeah, I just gotta make. Thank you, Mrs. A, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
About you.
Good, I've learned so much about you guys. I look forward to the next time we see and talk again, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.